Exam skills check 2. Modules 3 and 4. Exercise 2. Page 57. Text 1.
When people compare your job with plumbing, how do you feel? Do you get insulted?
Not at all. I completely agree. A plumber comes to your home and fixes the water pipes. I do something similar with your heart.
Is it really so similar?
It is, kind of. I mean, the heart's essentially a pump, pushing the blood round the body. Any kind of a blockage in the pump, and you call me.
But you save lives.
I do, yes. So do people in many other jobs. Ambulance drivers, psychiatrists, lifeguards at the swimming pool. But how I do it is very much like a plumber fixing a water pump.
Thank you, Sally.
Text 2.
You're back early. How did the interview go?
Well, you're right. It really didn't take long. And all the way home on the bus, I was thinking, that's got to be a bad sign. They just wanted to get you out of there, get the next candidate in. I mean, that's the standard thinking, isn't it?
Usually, yes. I think the belief is that they spend a bit longer with the more interesting candidates.
Right. So I was feeling depressed, but as I got off the bus, I started feeling different. I mean, the interview itself was great. We really clicked, you know, me and the managing director.
Well, that's a good sign. And you're totally qualified for the job as far as I'm concerned. When I read the ad, I thought they were describing you.
I thought so too. I mean, you never know, but... So maybe the short interview just means that everything went right, and he was happy by the time we finished talking.
When did he say he'd make a decision?
Oh, this is just the first round of interviews. They'll cut the list of candidates down to a short list of 5 over the course of the week and get back to me on Friday.
Oh, so there's another round. Then it's not just a simple interview. It's a whole process. I'm not surprised the interview was short then. He's probably got another 20 or 30 to get through.
I see your point.
Text 3.
Good morning, potential undergraduates of this fine institution. Welcome to our student-only open day. We had one with both students and families yesterday, which was rather chaotic, but I'm sure it'll be smoother today. The purpose of the open day is to give you the information you need to decide if this place is for you. Now, we've got an awful lot to get through today, so I want to get started on our tour ASAP. But I have to run through the timetable so that you get the bigger picture, as it were. First, we're going to take a tour of the campus, which doesn't take long to say, but takes a while to do. We'll take a quick look at the sports facilities before heading into the Students' Union for a coffee. Then we'll pop down to the halls of residence, where as freshers, you'll be entitled to stay, though not in your second or third years. There's two different kinds of accommodation, standard halls and bungalows, though I warn you, rooms in the bungalows go fast, and it's first come, first served, as they say, so the earlier you make your decision, the better. Then we'll head for the university cafeteria for an early lunch. That way, we'll avoid the rush. After lunch, we're going to go to the science facility, where you will be spending most of your time. We'll hear an introductory speech from Professor Jensen, who is head of the science department. Professor Jensen will be giving you a brief outline of the structure, achievements, and goals of the department. Sorry, I won't take questions now because we have to get moving, but jot it down and ask me when we're walking, okay? Then, we'll have a look at the laboratories, which, as future scientists, you will be most interested in. We are very proud of our facilities, which have been ranked in the top 5 in the country. Just last year, our organic chemistry lab discovered a new kind of plastic that can be made from the cellulose of plants and which is perfect for making cups and plates. If it can be made on an industrial basis, we could eliminate the need for using oil as a source for plastic cups and plates. After that, we'll take a quick look at the Arts Centre, and then the coaches will be leaving for the railway station. If you came by car, you can, of course, stay as long as you wish. So, let's quickly head this way and check out...